squad cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
Eastern Transvaal, January the 17th, 4:30 p.m. A small fruit farm in the district of Bushbuck Ridge. The setting sun throws long shadows across the green leaves of the grenadilla plants. Wisps of smoke drift silently upward from a cluster of laborers' cottages. The peace of the rural scene is shattered by the sound of a small pickup bouncing along the rough dirt road. At the sound of the motor, a tall, unkempt man pulls himself upright from a wattle pole against which he has been leaning. He replaces the stub end of a cigarette in his mouth and insolently surveys the approaching truck.
Hey, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, okay, boss.
Loading all over? Well, not exactly. Not exactly. And just what does that mean?
Means we haven't finished yet, that's what.
I see. Just how much have you done?
A couple of dozen cases.
A couple of dozen? Do you remember how many we have to send to Nelspruit in the morning?
No, I don't actually remember.
150, Jake. That's how many.
Well, it's your fault making us work in that filthy little shed. Filthy and hot. We wouldn't keep a dog in there. Would you pay us? Peanuts. Peanuts we get here.
I see. You don't like this place at all, do you? Well, there's only one answer, isn't there? You can go up to your room, pack your bags and get out. Now!
You give me the sack?
If you like to put it that way.
You stupid fool!
I didn't want to do that, Jake. You brought it on yourself.
I'll kill you for that. Kill you!
In the kitchen of the small farmhouse, Susan De Villiers is singing quietly to herself as she goes about the business of preparing breakfast. The bright morning sun streams through the windows, highlighting the aromatic smoke rising from a sizzling frying pan. She looks up and smiles as she hears the door open behind her.
Morning,
love. Oh, hello, darling. Just in time.
Smells like it. I can certainly use it, too.
Bad morning? Oh, Matt, look at you. What on earth have you been up to?
Packing bananas since five. I have to send in 150 cases this morning.
Oh, yes, of course. Jake.
Yes, Jake. Lazy, good for nothing. I should have hit him again, just for the work I've had to do this morning.
Darling, we're well rid of him. He gave me the creeps just to look at him.
Oh, I agree. I'm quite happy to see the back of him. Well, it doesn't solve my problem, though. I've still got to get that fruit packed.
Well, come and eat first. Make you feel better.
It just might.
I'm glad you haven't lost your sense of humor. What's so funny?
There's something Jake said yesterday when I threw him out.
Oh, what was that?
He said he was going to come back and kill me.
Jake?
Oh, he didn't mean it. That I'm certain of. He's far too lazy for a start. You'd need a lot of energy to kill me.
Jake is a horrible man. He could do it. I'm sure he could.
Come on, darling. That's nonsense. What about that breakfast?
Nelspruit, 12:45 p.m. Farmer Matthijs de Villiers might not have been quite so confident if he could have overheard the conversation of two men in the smoke-filled bar of a seedy hotel. The lean, unwashed frame of Jake collects two bottles of beer at the counter and carries them to a table in the corner.
That's my boy, Jack.
You buy the next round, mate.
Well, cheer up. You still got your health.
That's right. I'm a strong man. Healthy and strong. That the Villiers is going to find out how strong.
We're going to sort him out.
That's the idea. You with me?
Pass that beer first.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Well, you're going to help me, aren't you?
That depends what you want done, doesn't it?
Could make a bit out of it. Bless got money on the farm.
Come on, Jake. What's it all about, huh?
He's going to pay for the bad time he's given me. No one treats me like that. We're going back there tonight, mate. And we fix him.
You know that place well, hey, Jake?
Yeah, of course I do. I worked there for nearly 6 months. I know it like a back of my hand.
You say he keeps his cash on the farm?
Well, maybe not all of it, but he's always got a roll up there.
Where does he keep it?
I don't know. Office, I suppose. That's where I saw it. He's got a cash box in the office.
Right. You got a bargain.
Hey. You coming with me then?
Yeah. Yeah, Jake. I'll come with you.
Matt? Matt? You out there?
Over here, love.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Beautiful.
I love the farm at night, especially on a night like this. Clear, quiet. Just look at all those stars.
Hard to believe. Make you feel small.
Come on, love. Inside. You'll be getting cold in a minute.
On a night like this, feels like a warm bath.
But I'm tired. It's been a bad day. Looks like being a worse one tomorrow.
Hey, Matt. There's a car down there. Look, you can see the lights coming along the road. I wonder who it is.
Could be anybody. That's the road to Horoscope.
But I mean, who on earth would be using the road this time of night?
I don't know, love. I'm far too tired to care. Come on, let's go to bed.
You sure you know the way, man?
What's the matter? You scared?
It's so dark out there, we could be anywhere.
Well, we're not. I know exactly where we are. Just about a mile from Davila's farm.
We're not going to drive right up there, are we?
Of course not. You think I'm an idiot?
I just wondered.
We drive to the end of his place, hide the car in the trees there and walk.
Jake, man, I just thought, what if he chases us? We'll have to run miles to get back to the car. He'll get us, man.
No chance.
Yeah, but Jake...
No chance. When we finished with Davila's, he's not going to chase anyone. Not ever again.
Jake, man, I can't see anything, man. It's dark.
Don't want him to hear us. He'd be out with his 12-bore and waiting for us if we're not careful.
Listen, Jake, maybe this isn't such a good idea after all. Maybe we should...
Here. Stand still.
What's the matter?
There's a house. There's a light on. Yeah, it's a lounge. That's where they're sitting. Quiet little family scene. He's in for a nasty surprise.
Ready for bed. Are you coming?
I'll just tidy up quickly.
Fine. I think I'll take another turn around the house. Make sure it's locked up properly. Back in a second.
Oh, now then. Let's leave this mess for the morning. Oh, not a cup over there. Better get it.
Who are you? What do you think you're doing?
Matt. Matt, what's wrong?
Are you not tired?
Matt!
Jake, look out. It's his wife.
Matt!
Get
inside. Move! Come here!
You stay right
near
where you are.
Jake,
Matt,
what have you done?
Get after that girl. Get after her. Don't let her get away.
But, Jake, you shot him.
Yeah, I shot him. I shot him dead. Now get that girl before she rings the police.
I chased her, Jake. Right into there.
Did you get there?
Man, I couldn't. She rushed into the bedroom and slammed the door. I couldn't get in. I think there's a boat or something on the other side.
She's still there?
Yeah, she's in there. She won't come out.
That's okay, then. There's no phone in there. She can't do anything. Now, let's go and get his money.
But Jake, you just can't leave him there.
He's dead now. Too late to do anything. Now, come on, will you?
You killed him.
We killed him.
What do you mean? I didn't touch him. I didn't want this to happen.
It makes no difference. You with me. You just as guilty. That's what the cops will say. It's the law.
No, Jake, I didn't. Please, Jake.
Now, if you don't want to hang for this, mate, you just better come and give me a hand.
January the 19th, 8:32 a.m. in the charge office of the Kraskov police station. The young constable behind the counter is busy filling in a report form when a shadow fills the open doorway. He looks up to see the officer in charge of the local CID, Captain Andrei Linhoff, standing at the counter.
Yes, sir?
You're a local boy, aren't you, Constable?
Oh, that's right, sir. My family is a farmer over at Bushbuck Ridge.
And you're just the men we need. I've spoken to your sergeant. You're coming with me. The car's outside.
Well, what's the trouble, sir?
I want you to take me to De Villiers' farm. Do you know the place?
Oh, yes, of course, sir. No, that's Matt De Villiers.
We've just had a call from his wife. He's dead. Murdered.
Bushbuck Ridge, 9:30 a.m. A white police car buckets along the pitted farm road. Sitting behind the passenger, Captain Linhoff, is the subdued young constable. He leans anxiously forward in his seat as he directs the driver of the car, Detective Sergeant Terence Wiles.
There's a fork at those trees, Sarge. The right-hand road will take you straight to the De Villiers farm.
Got that, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. Are the local police there already?
I should think they're still there. The call came through the local station. I asked the sergeant to leave a man there.
Right fork, Constable.
That's right. The farm's only a few hundred yards up the road.
How well did you know him, De Villiers?
Pretty well, sir. He was a couple of years older than me. We were at the same school in Nelspruit.
What sort of a man was he?
Pretty good sort. He was very popular. We all liked him. His father and my father have known each other for years. What happened, sir? Do they know?
That's just what we've come to find out, Constable. Now then, Mrs. De Villiers, I know what a terrible shock this must be for you. If you thought we went away and came back this afternoon...
No, thank you, Captain. I'd rather talk about it now. I want you to find those men.
Thank you, Mrs. De Villiers. If you can help us give us some sort of clue to work on, we'll be able to get after them before the trail goes cold.
There were two of them. They had a gun. One of them did. He shot Matt.
You saw these men?
Yes. Yes, I saw them. But it was dark. It all happened outside, over near the garage. I showed you the place.
And it was too dark to recognize them?
No. I recognized him all right. As soon as I heard his voice, I knew who he was.
You know the man who killed your husband, Mrs. De Villiers?
That's right. I don't know who the other man was, but the one who shot Matt was Jake. Jake Reinders.
You're sure about this? You couldn't have made a mistake.
No, I'm sure enough, Captain. Find Jake Reinders, and you find my husband's murderer.
Jake... Where are you going, man? You've been driving all night, driving around in circles.
I'm thinking.
Why don't we just head out there for Joburg?
Because that's just what they'd expect us to do.
But that's a sensible thing to do, man. Joburg's a big place. We could get lost there. They'd never find us.
They'd find us the first day we were there, because they'd be looking for us.
You think they won't be looking for us here?
For a couple of days. Then when they don't find us, they'll start looking somewhere else.
Oh, they'll find us. They must. They know us here.
They're not going to find us, Connie Ocho. They're not going to find us because we'll be hiding in the one place they won't dream of looking.
Where's that?
I told you I've been thinking. You recognize this road?
I don't know. One of these farm roads from the other.
You should know this one, Connie. You came along this way last night.
Huh? You mean we...
That's right. We're going back to Davidia's farm. I know that place like the back of my hand.
You're mad.
Think about it, chum. What cop's going to look for us here? They'll never find us.
That same afternoon, in the Kraskorp headquarters of the CID, Captain Linhoff has gathered all the available information about Reinders and surveys the assembled facts. Sergeant Wiles looks anxiously over his shoulder.
Do you think they've headed for Joburg, sir? That would seem to be the most probable direction for them to take.
Would it, Sergeant? Perhaps you're right. Let's see where this man comes from. Oh. Yeah, White River area. He's been around these parts all his life.
And the other man?
Now, we're not sure who he is. Could be this man, Conrad Skutter, the one that was seen drinking with Reinders yesterday afternoon. He also seems to be missing.
You think they're still in the district, don't you, sir?
You remind me, Sergeant. Yes, I do think they're in the district. They've probably still got the same car, too. Stands to reason if you think about it. It's the place Reinders knows best. The place he feels safest in. I think we'd better put out a call for Skitter's car.
I've already done that, sir. I did it just after lunch.
You are a mind reader, Sergeant. Let's just hope it brings in some results.
The evening of January the 19th. On the Davilliers farm, dusk settles unconcerned with the tragedy that has befallen the farm's occupants. A single light glows in the dark farmhouse. Some distance from the house itself, hidden in a dense growth of subtropical bush, the chrome rear bumper and taillights of a car are just visible. Deeper in the bush, Jake Reinders and Conrad Skitter crouch around the embers of a tiny campfire.
Any more of that stuff?
Yeah, help yourself.
Hey, Jake, this is quite a place. They'll never find us near, man.
I told you, didn't I?
Yeah, that's it. Finished.
You go carefully with that graze, man.
What do you mean? We bought tins of this stuff. It lasted for weeks.
The rate you eating it? I shouldn't be surprised if you polish off the lot for breakfast tomorrow.
I mean, they'll be like that. We're safe here, man. You said so yourself. What do you say to little Dop?
You lay off that stuff. You had one bottle already.
That's what it's for, to drink. Come on, Jake. Give us a big smile. Come on, mate. Where's the old confidence?
Sit down, Con.
What's the matter? I thought you...
I said sit down.
That wasn't a... I mean, you shouldn't have done that, Jake.
You gonna stop me?
Yeah, I'm gonna stop you. You try something like that again, and I'll do you in, so help me, I will.
Oh, yeah? Well, you better do it quickly, because I've still got the gun. I fixed the Villiers. You won't hurt me to fix you as well.
Sir.
Morning, Sergeant. Any news about that car yet?
Well, it's a funny thing, sir. There is and there isn't.
I hope you're going to explain that enigmatic statement.
The car was seen yesterday morning. The owner of a trading store in Hazy View is pretty certain he served two men driving the wanted car at about 10 o'clock. Since then, we haven't heard a thing.
The general call has already gone out. If that car's on the way to the reef, it should have been intercepted by now.
I don't think it is going that way, sir. I think it's still here.
Coming round to my way of thinking, are you? What made you change your mind, Sergeant?
Well, that man at the trading store. He sold the men a quantity of tin food.
Did he now?
Enough for at least a fortnight, he said.
Well, then, I don't think we have all that far to look for our friends after all. They've gone to ground, obviously hoping that we'll give up the search in this district and concentrate on the reef.
Question is, sir, where are they? This is a pretty big area. They could be anywhere.
Trading store in Hazy View, you said?
That's right, sir. You know the one, on the main road.
And all they bought was tinned food. Probably cigarettes as well, right?
That's right, sir.
Missing one thing. Think about it, Sergeant. If you were these men and you were going into hiding, what would you make sure you weren't short of?
I don't think I follow. Oh, wait a minute. What about liquor?
Exactly. Check with all the bottle stores in the district. Chances are they bought the liquor after the food. If they did, they would have been on their way to wherever they're going. If we take a line from Hazy View, we'll narrow the area a great deal.
Within hours, inquiries by the CID lead Captain Linhoff to a small country bottle store, where the proprietor recognizes the descriptions of the wanted men.
Yeah, that's right, Captain. Two men. They bought a lot of stuff. Brandy, mostly. No, a lot of beer as well.
Did you see their car?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I helped them carry most of the stuff out. I put it in their boot. It was a nail-sprayed car. Dark green, I think.
Well, that ties up, sir. Dark green Newbolt sedan. That's Skitter's car.
Yeah, that's right, Newbolt. That was the car.
What time was this?
Well, let me see. It was about half an hour after my morning tea. Now, 11:30.
After the trading store, sir.
Exactly. Thank you very much, sir. You've been a great help.
Oh, fine, fine. Great pleasure. Anytime.
I've got a map here, Sergeant. Now then, the Davilliers farm is here, at Bushbuck Ridge. They went this way towards Hazy View, bought the supplies,
and then came this way to the bottle store. It doesn't make any sense, does it, sir?
I see what you mean. They would have had to double back. The bottle store is on the road back to Bushbuck Ridge from Hazyview.
Well, men on the run don't double back. They just keep going.
That's what I've always thought.
If your guess is right, sir, he's a cleverer man than we think.
You've just said it, Sergeant. Hiding in the last place we'd think of looking. The scene of the murder.
You don't think he's back on the De Villiers farm, sir?
Why not, Sergeant? It's worth a look.
Gone! Hey, gone! Where are you? Where the places are you?
Gone. Now, where the... Empty brandy bottle. That was nearly full last night. He can't have drunk a lot. He must have done. Drunk. He's drunk. He's gone wandering off somewhere. He doesn't know this place. He'll lose himself. Get picked up. I've got to find him. Find him before he... Gone! Gone, where are you, man? Get back here!
But our sun's bright this morning. Oh, careful now. This water's bright. Can't see where I... A root, big root, no way. Must be a tree. If the root is a tree, it's the root of the problem. Root of the problem. Where am I? Can't see too well. There's a house over there. I know that place. I know that house. That's where we... Yeah, that's where we killed that black. I wonder if he's still there. I can't see anyone. He's okay. That's the dame who ran away. Jake said I mustn't let her get away. She's getting away. Jake said mustn't let her get away.
Not far now, sir. Farm turn off just around that corner.
Not a moment too soon, Sergeant.
Why the hurry, sir? If they've gone to ground on the farm, they'll still be there.
Of course they will. But Mrs. De Villiers is also there, on her own.
You don't think...
They're dangerous men, Sergeant. I don't like taking any chances at all. Let's get there as soon as we can.
No, get away from me. Let me go.
Sir, I mustn't let you get away. I'm taking you back. Taking you back to Dirk.
Okay, leave
it
to me.
Hello, Jake. Just doing what you said. I won't let her get away.
You drunk. Now, Mrs. De Villiers, if you think you're going to tell anyone we're here.
No, please.
You never liked me. You and that husband of yours, you gave me a bad time. He's paid for it. He's dead.
Jake, there's a car.
What?
Police, Jake, it's the cops.
Reinders, gotta stay where you are.
You come back here.
All right, Reinders.
No, let me go. I've done nothing, you can't.
That'll hold you, my friend. Sergeant, get the other one. Fire a warning shot.
Right, sir.
Please, don't shoot.
Go and get him, Sergeant.
Both Reinders and Skitter entered the statutory plea of not guilty. The judge and two assessors found them both guilty of murder with no extenuating circumstances. They were sentenced to death and executed in Pretoria Central Prison.
Streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of squad cars. Listen again next Friday evening to another dramatic story in our authentic South African police series, Squad Cars.
Squad Cars is directed by Colin Fish and produced by David Goodman.